Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing, crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again, dear listener, to another episode of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil. I hope you have your ears open.
Why is that, Daffodil? Like I didn't know, of course.
Well, because we're going to do a theme show.
Oh.
And when you asked me what we could do as a theme for a show...
Yes?
I was thinking, what's one of the most important things?
No, you weren't very nice about it. You said to stick it in my ear.
Exactly.
Why?
Because I thought that doing a show about ears would be kind of cool.
Ears?
But it's kind of complicated.
Yeah, it is. You explain it to them.
So, we were talking about shows and themes and... letter shows and number shows, and I said, well, we should just pick a word at random and then do a show with the letters of that word.
And you came up with the word that is
ear.
Yeah, I know. So every pun I can think of for ear jokes, like stick it in your ear, and I don't know, I can't think of it.
You know what? One of the most interesting things about the ear is
what?
Your ears never stop growing.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Your entire life, your ears continue to grow.
Should we play music, though, Daffodil?
But we could talk about ears.
Well, a little later. But we.
What kind of music are we going to play?
Well, we're playing songs that. The title starts with E, A, and R, and that's how we're going to play them. You'll hear R's later. You'll hear A's later.
In the middle.
But we're starting off with the E's, of course.
Some E songs.
Shortly, everybody dance with Bumblebee Unlimited, but we're starting off with Eat My Shorts. From Rick D's on...
Cheese Please!
Cotton, eat my shorts.
Every
With Bumblebee Unlimited and Everybody Dance. And before that, we had the rather rude Rick Dees, to say the least, and Eat My Shorts.
Well, if you think about it, if you're going to do something rude, do it at the very beginning so people can enjoy the other stuff that comes after.
That's true. And it wasn't started by Bart Simpson. It was done by Rick Dees a few years before Bart Simpson. Go figure.
So there.
My name is Snarftoot.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, where we want you to open your ears and listen to these songs.
Yes, on our ear show, we're really sticking it in your ear this week.
You can't say that in every break.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I tried one of them swabs in my ear a little earlier, and it broke off in my ear, so I had to carefully bring it out. So I don't recommend you do that.
They tell you not to stick anything into your ear that's smaller than your elbow.
I know, but you know, you see my shirt I'm wearing? I tried it at home.
You're on fire.
Yeah, I know, the person on the shirt's on fire. So, you know, that's what I do. But you have some ear facts.
Yes. Did you know that snakes don't have ears?
Really?
Yep. They get vibrations from the ground using their jawbone.
Ah, yes. That makes sense.
Spiders don't have ears either.
Oh, really?
Some have nerve-based receptors on their legs, which pick up sound waves and send the impulses to their brain.
Oh, okay. What else can you tell me?
The tiniest bones in your entire body are in your middle ear.
Oh.
They're called the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup, or really the malleus, the incus, and the stapes.
Okay.
They're critical for hearing because they help sound information get from your eardrum to your inner ear.
Gotcha. So
all three of them together would fit on a penny.
Wow.
They are very small bones.
But no matter what you say, I mean, everyone can have hammer time.
Yes.
Because they have a hammer in your ear, right?
Exactly.
Oh, I know that was stretching it a little bit, I suppose, but I'm sorry.
I know. Now we need A songs.
Yes, we have A songs. We have Anything You Can Do by Archie and Edith Bunker coming up shortly. But one of your favorites, I suppose, over the years, Snoopy's Classics on Toys.
All the songs are fun.
And, oh boy, Achy Breaky Heart on...
Cheese, Please.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes up when I'm gone. You can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. But don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think it understands. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. You can tell my arms to go back to the farm. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips. They won't be reaching out for you no more. But don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think it understands. You can tell your mom I moved to Arkansas. You can tell your dog to bite my leg. Or tell your brother Cliff, whose fist can tell my lip, he never really liked me anyway. But don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Or tell your Aunt Louise, tell anything you please, myself already knows I'm not okay. Or you can tell my eyes to watch out for my mind, it might be walking out.
In order to derive maximum enjoyment from stereo equipment, it is important that speaker levels be properly balanced according to the acoustics of the room in which you are listening. Adjust your speaker levels so that the sound appears to come from a point midway between the speakers. When this effect is achieved, the speakers are in balance.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can plug a partridge with a single cartridge. I could sing a sparrow with a bow and arrow. I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Anything you can sing, I can sing louder. I can sing anything louder than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Well, anything you can dig, I can dig deeper. I could dig anything deeper than you.
30 feet?
40 feet.
50 feet?
60 feet.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker. I can do it quicker.
And get even sicker.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yeah.
So can a rat. Any note you can reach, I can go higher. I can sing any note higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Ooh, right, eat it, you win. Gee. Thanks.
Cheese, please, with Archie and Edith Bunker. From the television series of the 1970s, All in the Family. And wow, that's a heck of a salute to both Carol O'Connor, who played Archie, and Jean Stapledon, who played Edith Bunker, because you can sing in character. Wow.
Yes, and she actually can sing.
I know, and he can too. But
and she's not singing here.
No. Oh, wow. I mean, they're Broadway veterans. We know that. They can sing, but to sing in character like that is talent.
Yes, it is.
And there was a whole album, just one cut there. Anything you can do, I can do better. Before that, we had Snoopy's Classics on Toys and the lovely mullet-driven country song, Achy Breaky Heart. The rather unique version of that, to say the least.
Yes.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daphne, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and I have a new ear fact.
And I'm not going to say that whole...
Don't say it again.
No, I can't say it. It is our ear show this week. We're taking songs that start with E, A, and R. We just went through the A's. Before that, we had the E's. And we're getting to the R's shortly, but you have another ear fact.
Yes. Did you know that there's something in your ear that's connected to your sense of taste?
Oh.
The chorda tympani is a nerve that passes from... It connects your taste buds to your brain, and it goes very close to your eardrum.
Okay.
On the way up there. So sometimes if you have surgery on your middle ear, a common complication is it gets damaged, and then you start getting this weird taste in your mouth.
Ew.
It causes a persistent metallic taste on the tip of your tongue.
Ew.
And it can take up to 2 years for that to go away.
Oh, no. Oh, no. There goes the taste. Just think about it. You know, a food critic having that problem.
Exactly. All right. R songs.
Oh, R. We got Ron and the DC crew with Ronnie's Rap. Ronnie being Ronald Reagan, a president of the United States back in the 1980s. Well... that's my impression. But we're starting off... Oh, geez, I don't know if we should play this one.
We're going to anyway.
The court jester is singing about roaches. On...
Cheese, please.
Don't leave your food on the table.
Why, honey, why?
Because of those roaches.
Of those crowded ones, they will eat up all of your magically appear when your radio is near.
Keys, please.
Let's do it.
That I'm the biggest rapper in the USA. Yeah, my name's Ryan with my DC crew. Going on record with a rap for you.
Awesome. Tip O'Neill. Awesome.
I'm the big gipper, don't mess with me. I'm the baddest rapper this side of DC. With my best girl Nancy as my spouse. Rapping to you from that big white house.
Nancy, let's do it. Nancy. Nancy, let's break, Nancy. Will, with Will, jam on it. Will, with Will, jam on it.
They put Fritz up in 84, and though in debate he seemed to score, I whipped him with a big landslide. Now he's at Bibbertown making fries. Met with Gorbachev in 85 to talk about how everyone could stay alive. And though he seemed to be a guy with class, if he doesn't play ball, we'll nuke his country. I'm the big gipper, don't mess with me. I'm the baddest rapper this side of D.C. with my best girl Nancy as my spouse, rapping to you from that big white house. Let's scratch.
Banjo. Bedtime for banjo. Jam on it.
Well, I get up in the morning and I have some toast. Then Nancy and I take a ride up the coast. I'll sign a bill, then take a nap. This is what I call my presidential rap.
Push in the George Bush. Let's do it. Push in the George Bush. Yes.
I'm the big gipper, don't mess with me. I'm the baddest rapper this side of D.C. with my best girl Nancy as my spouse, rapping to you from that big white house.
Push in the George Bush. Nancy. Will.
The current administration's socio-economical and political policies are in direct cohesion with that which has been facilitated. In other words, yes.
Yeah, that's the ticket. That's the ticket. I wanna rock. My Adidas. Rock.
Well, I do and say just what I want, and with Congress I always win. So you better let me break and you better let me rap, or in 88 I'll run again.
Let's break, Nancy. Am I still on? Okay.
I'm the big gipper, don't mess with me. I'm the baddest rapper this side of D.C. with my best girl Nancy as my spouse, rapping to you from that big white house.
Awesome. That's the ticket.
Keys, please, with, I don't know if I'd call that awesome, but, you know.
It was interesting.
Roddy's rap, Rod and the DC crew. And before that, we probably made you cringe with roaches. And the court jesters on the show. Wrapping up our ear song on Keys, please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have definitely reached the end of yet another tornado on the radio.
Yeah, I know, but guess what, Daffodil?
What?
We actually have an ear song, a song singing about ears.
Actual ears.
Yeah. Lenny Pierce, who says he's making music for his daughter, and you can also enjoy them too. So I think it's fair to say if he's making it for his daughter, we can play it on the show.
Yes, and this is actually a children's novelty song.
Oh, okay.
It gets sung in school. It gets sung in camp.
It gets sung everywhere.
It gets sung everywhere. I was hoping to have some history of the song, but unfortunately the history I found are things that I can't say on the radio.
Oh, no.
Well, I could, but...
No.
It would cause unhappiness and grief.
No. We do not want to go there. But we'll just play the song and ending off our show called Do Your Ears Hang Low. Look at that. I rhymed.
Well, the song rhymed.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Come back next week. I am sure there will be additional shenanigans happening.
Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your ears hang low? Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your ears hang low?
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.